This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Judge Neil Gorsuch is facing a promised Democrat filibuster over his comments that legislatures, rather than courts, should create social policy. He wrote in 2005 that there was an addiction to make courts the place to debate social policy. Democrats are relying on taking over the U.S. Senate next election, as the filibuster nearly ensures simple majority vote. President Trump is blasting those who helped scuttle the reform of health care, saying they saved Planned Parenthood. Supporters of this early attempt at reform say it was the best compromise that could be approved. Opponents say the reform did not do enough. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. National organizers of 40 Days for Life say they have reports of over 250 babies saved by the current vigil of prayer, most often conducted outside abortion clinics. A young woman had been to New York Planned Parenthood and then spoke with 40 Days volunteers. She said abortion workers refused to tell her baby's gender because they said it would make her emotionally attached to her baby. After agreeing to see the Sisters of Life, she rejected abortion. Another couple refused abortion after being offered an ultrasound of their child. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.